Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You were close.
You're so bad at trying to mess it up on purpose.
I was trying hard.
Welcome. Nope, you made it. It's a Friday. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
So in regards to our Dananess, I'm sorry, real quick. 37 degrees right now. Getting it up into the low 50s. Cloudy all day, but this weekend all of a sudden has become beautiful.
And dry.
Yes, yeah. Sunny. 65 high tomorrow, 59 high for Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. Yeah. Do not forget it's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So Kimmy... Her responsibility after the show, while we watch Baywatch together, is to cut up the breaks that we do, like the discussions we have, and then post them on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, by the way, you can get that podcast, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, anywhere you get podcasts, you know, Apple, whatever we call that thing, Apple Pod.
Something like that.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's around.
Apple something.
It's in the cloud.
So if you watch on the live stream or you listen on the podcast, we can't broadcast the music we play.
Right. So you're just hearing our voices.
Just our voices.
No extra sounds.
Yeah, I understand.
Sounds.
Yeah.
All right. So when somebody downloads the first break of the day on the podcast,
all they hear is it.
But they don't know why.
Okay.
And for the last. And,
you know, if you're not used to it, it can be alarming. Yeah. It can be a little bit shocking.
But that's the first noise you hear coming out of your radio with no context at all.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
So I feel like if, you know, because there are people that just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, like we're having
especially,
a stroke.
Especially, you know, they don't catch the beginning, so they want to tune in.
Yeah, you got it. And they're yelling at each other on why our timing is off going, The big news this morning.
What's that?
New Pope, baby.
How sweet is this, bro?
What?
Come on.
What?
American Pope.
American Pope!
You got to do what I say. about that? We own the Vatican.
Okay. How did you turn this into what?
We own the Vatican.
Okay.
They're already moving the draft there. They're talking about it.
Well, you know.
The Cubs are going to do spring training out that way.
It is got a nice setup for it.
Oh, perfect. How cool would the draft be in that big open area right there?
It is interesting. You know, it took them 2 days to find the Pope. You do find great value on the second day of the Pope draft.
Oh, yeah.
Which they may have gotten
yesterday. Look at that.
This was kind of fast, right?
So that's my fault. I'm an idiot. We were watching this on the news yesterday, and I decided to be like, well, you know, I know a thing or two about Catholics, you know, go to Catholic school. And I had said to you guys, I go, your brother is in Italy right now.
Yes, he is.
And we're going to actually talk about that a little later in the show. But he's there. He will be in Rome in like 7-8 days.
Oh, yeah. He's 12 days total. Yeah.
Okay,
perfect timing.
I had said I'm jealous because, you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like contention about who should be Pope amongst the cardinals from what we heard. So I go, bro, this is going to take forever. Your brother's going to waltz into Rome right as they're picking the new Pope. And 4 hours later, they had a new Pope.
It was pretty quick.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so the American Pope, Robert Francis Prevost, who is
Pope
now,
Bob? Oh, Bobby.
He is now Leo the 14th.
Okay.
Can I ask a stupid question?
What? All right.
Do they call him Leo?
Well, he picked the name. Right?
I understand, but like if you're Catholic, you pick a confirmation name. Nobody calls you your
confirmation. No, but I guess if you're Pope, you got to call him Leo.
Okay, yeah. That would be weird for the first like name 6 change. Months, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been Bob your whole life.
Right.
And now you're Leo. Unless they call you like Your Eminence. Like what's the what do you call
like
the Pope?
Your title.
Could you just call him Pope?
Pope? That seems disrespectful.
Why? He's the Pope.
Hey, what a Pope. No, it's like calling remember when Bobby Knight fought that kid, the student in Indiana, because he called him Knight, not Coach Knight?
Oh yeah.
You want to get a punch in the face of the Pope? He's got that ring on. The Pope's throwing chairs across the court.
Yeah, this is some big chairs too, bro.
Mr. Pope.
Chicago Mr. Pope.
Mr. Pope.
So he's an American Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He is from Chicago.
Yeah.
You were laughing at all of the interviews they were doing locally with people about the Pope.
Everybody's so excited for nothing.
Well, no, I think the American Pope thing is...
It is, but it's really nothing.
Did you see, I saw like a clip, they interviewed his brother who lives in Florida, and I just...
In his front lawn.
It's just like funny to me, like you don't think they have siblings or like a regular, somebody with like a regular life that they're attached to.
Well, even more interesting, to your point, there was another American connection. One of the Cardinals, who was like a long shot for Pope and was voting... Was the brother of Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos?
What?
Really?
Maybe it wasn't Paulie Walnuts. Will you Google that real quick? But one of the prominent actors from The Sopranos, his brother was one of the Cardinals voting for the Pope. And it's funny, too. Like, none of that, it's not necessary to know. But
But that's what you get when you get a new Pope.
Just go Soprano, actor, Cardinal, something like that. I don't know.
Father Robert Sirico?
Yeah.
His brother of Tony Sirico?
Paulie Walnuts,
yep.
Greatest characters on that show, man.
And his brother could have been Pope yesterday. So my favorite thing about new Pope.
What are they saying?
New Pope. All right. He was a long shot to become Pope. And we know this because there were sports books that were handicapping the Pope race so you could vote. So Pope Leo XIV was plus 5,000.
Damn.
Right? 58% of the money was on Louis Angelo Tagli.
So it must be
from the Philippines.
So the odds on was an Italian.
Yeah. But, Louis, it says PHI. That's got to be the Philippines, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Who is it?
Most of the bets. I'm sorry. Most of the bets were, I think, doesn't matter. What I'm getting at is.
What is that?
Okay. Like, you know, I'm religious or not, whoever you are, like this is like the head of the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
And there were several sports books that were allowing people to gamble on the head of the new church.
Well, I know like in London, you can, those gambling houses, you can bet on anything you want.
Presidential,
yeah,
US presidential
it's all
race.
Wide open.
You got
man.
It.
Yeah.
I just find it like not one person in the, who's like, you had to handicap the Pope.
Yeah.
Like you had to go and look at the background of these people and what people say about them and what would keep them.
You had
them
to have a racing forum for popes.
They really had that.
And you just stand on the rail. And cheering them on.
Come on, Leo!
Wasn't Pope Francis a long shot, too?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just saw them talking about it when this guy was chosen.
It would be like, you know, like the Falcons and then the Broncos winning the Super Bowl back-to-back years.
Yes.
Very strange. So, depressing.
What's depressing?
Well, you know, like the NHL playoffs are happening right now. The Amherst, we talked about yesterday, kick off their second round on Wednesday. It has been four Popes. Since the Sabres last made the playoffs.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Four
Popes?
I believe three or four. I think it's four.
Yeah, because one went short.
Yeah, he resigned.
Was it that many?
I think he resigned and he croaked, right?
Did he die?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
One of them died, yeah.
Well, no, but Popes
I mean, back
the one guy just died.
Yeah.
That's why we got
not the new death.
That's why we got a new Pope.
Yeah. Remember he had, like, health issues and stuff?
Yeah, and bro, they all get elected at, like, 70, 80. Yeah. Of course they have.
Yeah, this guy's young. He's 59.
He don't look young.
Well... He doesn't look old.
Nah.
I mean, compared to the old guy. I think he's 59.
Is he 59?
I thought so.
Kimmy, can you Google that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
By the way, going back to the gambling real quick, less than 2% of bets were placed on this guy to become Pope, so if you bet on him to become Pope,
you cleaned up.
He is 69.
Oh, 69?
Yeah.
I was only 10 years old.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's almost 70. Oh, yeah. Young whippersnapper, 70-year-old new Pope.
But you would think they would have grabbed one of the younger guys.
I don't know, man.
But what's the youngest guy?
Who knows?
12-year-old Pope. No, there was a 12-year-old Pope.
Baby Pope. Yeah, but that was like way back when they were stupid. Well, they didn't know nothing.
Well,
you give a 12-year-old all that power, man.
Now, I don't know. Like, as I'm watching all this coverage yesterday, again, we're talking about the new Pope, American Pope. He's from Chicago.
Yeah. Went to Villanova?
Yeah, went to Nova. By the way, that's going to be obnoxious. Like, that student section. Oh. You know they're going to have, like, Leo 14 Nova basketball jerseys in the student section.
And I guess he's had girlfriends, too, right?
Before he became a Pope?
Right.
Or before he became a priest? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right. So you're going to meet those chicks.
Yeah, but
they're going to find those girls.
So can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And one of the teachers I had, Bishop Matthew Clark, he was the head of the Catholic Church here before he passed away. I guess someone she knew, like her mother or mother's friend, dated Matthew Clark before he became a priest.
Oh, okay.
And they were like 18 years old. And he goes, he calls her on the phone and goes, I have some exciting news to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you tomorrow. And she thought he was about to propose.
Yeah.
And he came over and she's all ready to be like, yes, I will. And
waiting for the ring?
Yeah. And he goes, I'm going into the priesthood. So, I mean, it's possible. You're right. There are women that thought they were going to marry this guy.
I am swearing off of women, baby.
You. Right? Like,
yeah, you were it. You did it.
Is that an honor? You're the last person?
It's either an honor or like you turned him into a priest.
Well, but like here's the thing.
Like, chicks ain't for me, man.
Like with these women that like dated the Pope before he became a priest, you were the last woman to ever date this Pope.
But you also like turned him celibate.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe.
Well, yeah, you do because he's a priest.
I'm saying he could have decided this is the journey I want to take on my life. I don't understand it.
Like it was so great being with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm done with chicks. I'm going over here now, and I'm doing none of yous.
Do we know if he's a Cubs or a White Sox fan?
I thought they said he's Cubs.
Cubs fan?
I thought he was from the south side of Chicago.
He is, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, true. You know, but that would make you a White Sox fan, right?
Well, he's also older.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, White Sox were relatively...
Plus, the Cubs kind of ruled Chicago.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on.
From the south side of Chicago, and he wears a big old hat.
I guess I don't know.
I thought I saw Cubs yesterday.
I would assume most people would identify with the Cubs.
So he has like a picture at a Cubs game, so I think people assumed
he's a Cubs
something.
Fan. Mm. Is the Pope going to go to a Cubs game?
Why not?
Well,
you got to get him thrown out at the pitch. That has to happen.
I don't
man.
Know if that is that appropriate for a Pope to do.
They do, yeah, but they're going to do all kinds of stuff.
Pope pitch.
I mean, you think about it. They're just a salesman.
Okay,
he's trying to get people. By the way, the Catholic Church. Really hurting in America, right?
Yeah, no, the thing you should do is send him to the least popular of the four major sports right now.
No, but, I mean, I think you got to let him throw out the first pitch.
No, I would, yeah, of course the Cubs, I'm sure, would welcome the Pope
in
throwing the
full
first
Pope
pitch.
Outfit. The hat,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, got to do the full thing.
Comes out in the Pope mobile.
How do you throw a pitch with a Pope hat on?
Oh, that would be difficult.
In practice.
And he's got all those rings on. First of all, that's against the rules. That's
yeah, because one thing I notice about baseball players, not much jewelry on them.
No rings, buddy.
Man, those guys are all blinged out.
Yeah, but not the Americans.
Oh.
If this was like a Peruvian Pope, yeah, you're going to get a lot
which
of
jewelry. Which is funny, because that's where he served.
What's it? Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spending most of his life in Peru, which is also interesting. Like, for those who don't know, when you go into the priesthood, they just put you wherever.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is like service in countries where they're like, you know, trying to make things better, right? Like, you go into the priesthood, you're from Chicago.
Right.
You grew up in Chicago. You went to Villanova in Philadelphia, right? And you spend 3 decades of your life in a village in Peru. Like, how long does it take for you to be like, this is my life now? Like, now I am a Peruvian man.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be different.
Sure.
Right?
So he also.
No hot dogs with pickles on
them. So he's bilingual, right? But when he speaks English, he just sounds like us.
Yeah.
But when he speaks Spanish, he sounds very Peruvian.
Do they
like, he has like an accent to him.
Do they speak Spanish in Peru?
Well, whatever they, because he was speaking Spanish at one point or Latin when he was speaking, and I go, man, that's a different accent than what I heard when he was being interviewed because he just sounded like a regular guy.
So you say he sells it hard?
I think he changes his accent when he speaks Latin or Spanish, whatever it was.
Spanish.
Well, okay.
Like when he's trying to sell it.
Okay.
You think about it. You got to sell it, you know, you got to roll your R's and stuff.
How many languages did he speak? So when we were figuring.
Two for sure.
Okay. So last week, we discovered that you don't have to have a lot of qualifications to become Pope. And this is for Legitsky.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be a baptized man in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a priest.
Because they were looking at Trump for a little bit.
And one of the other weird thing was you had to speak multiple languages.
Yeah, because you got what 1 billion people?
Exactly. But normally they speak Italian.
Yeah.
Because they're in Rome. So is it possible he speaks Spanish, Italian, and English?
It says...
I always said Spanish and Italian are pretty close.
He speaks Spanish, Italian, French, and Portuguese.
Holy crap.
So
and
he'd
English.
Be a hell of a cab driver.
That guy speaks 5 languages?
Yeah. Well, I guess they all have to, though, to your point.
Bro, do you know how hard it is to learn a second language?
Bro, I'm still pushing this one. It's tough. Oh, I'm silent letters.
Now I'm pulling for a first pitch Pope.
Oh, you got it. He's got to make the rounds. Don't forget, we're getting the World Cup. He's going to come over for that.
You think so?
Yeah.
No. I mean, the Pope rarely comes to America.
Yeah, but now it's just...
He was living in Peru for 30 years.
Yeah, but he came back and forth.
You sure? You don't know that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure, maybe. I don't know.
He's busy now that he's the Pope.
Yeah, he's the Pope, man.
But, you know, but now you got all the juice, bro. You come out and collect a little bit. Have some fun.
Okay.
First, would he be the first Pope to ever participate in like a sporting event?
I mean, I'm sure other popes have been to major events.
Well, been to,
but like where you're on the field doing something.
Well, no, think about it. Like, you don't see popes at sport. I can't think of a pope that's been to a soccer game.
Oh, there has.
And the last pope was like a massive soccer fan, like a huge soccer fan.
Yeah, he's from Argentina.
Yeah.
But I think he probably went to games, right?
I've never seen.
Don't they go out? They gotta go out and do stuff.
You would see a pope at a soccer game. That picture would exist.
Have you looked?
No, but I remember reading an article that
Pope John Paul II was the only pope to officially attend a soccer game.
There you go.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, one. I mean,
it was in Rome.
It costs a fortune to move the pope around.
Yeah, but not in his hometown. If you're in Rome, you can't go down the street and see a soccer game.
Well, think about all the security detail and all the stuff they have to do. It's like, you know, the president of religion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, think about what it would cost to fly the pope from Rome to the U.S., bring all the stuff with them.
But they kind of fly. They fly on regular planes.
They do?
Yeah, they don't have. They fly in regular airplanes. They don't have, like, their own plane.
Oh, so, like, when I'm on a layover in, like, Baltimore, there's the Pope getting a Cinnabon?
Oh, yeah, or a pretzel, something like that.
We don't even get to do an accent for the Pope anymore because he's American. Yeah. That kind of sucks.
Hi, I'm the Pope, man. What's going on, guys? I'm from Chicago. My name's Bob. Really nice to be here. Still working out some stuff. I got my key fob and, you know, just getting the PIN numbers and everything, but it's going to be great. He's going to sound like every DJ you heard in the 80s. Going to do the Blessing of the Jerks later.
Better line up, bud.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty women.
Walking down the street.
I think we're doing two different songs.
Oh.
Everywhere you look, beautiful women, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's some place you go, mm-hmm. The women are more beautiful than others.
It's Babe City.
And look, Babe City.
You know it.
One of the oldest man Bowie songs of all time. Oh, not in Babe City! And look, the top of this makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything underneath, a little bit of a head
start. So is this a global or just United States?
It's global.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So something that's gone viral this week.
Whatever.
And I want to be upfront. It's not a scientific study. It's a poll.
Oh.
All right? They were ranking the countries with the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, country.
Yes.
Right.
Countries on the planet with the most beautiful women. So because you are always so smart. I ask you, Tommy, which country came in number one for the most beautiful women on Earth?
You're going to be shocked when I say this. Shocked.
Can't wait.
But this country is sneaky gorgeous. Poland.
Okay. Poland. It was not number one.
Mm.
Kimmy?
I was going to go somewhere like tropical, nice weather. I was going to go like Brazil.
Okay, not bad.
Okay.
Colombia was number one.
Okay.
Ooh, they always win, man.
Tommy actually hit two. Then came Poland.
Wow, look at that.
Look, wow, you guys actually you did pretty good this morning.
Poland is sneaky gorgeous.
Okay, will you stop saying that?
No, because they always get the bad rap with the bad jokes for all those years,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But no, the women are stunning.
Okay, but no, but something about you saying sneaky gorgeous is making me very uncomfortable.
Well, it's never on the radar. That's all I'm saying.
You're a sneaky pretty one, you are.
Oh, they sneaking in there.
Okay, huge difference between Colombia and Poland.
Like very different climates.
Yeah.
looking different yeah. looking mm-hmm. women,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so rounding out the top five, Greece, Russia, and the Czech Republic.
Oh, so yeah, they kind of stay in that Eastern European area.
Minus Greece, part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, like all, I mean, minus Russia and the Czech Republic, all of the other women look completely different, and yeah. it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because you're right, if we have a standard of beauty, because every country has their own different standard right. of beauty. Hell, I mean.
And there's different looks with different nationalities.
Different cities in America have oh, yeah. different standards yeah. of beauty, what sure. people are into, right? Like, for, I would have thought if we were going to have a consensus vote, like all of the countries would have looked similar, like Colombia, Brazil, yeah. Cuba, or mm. you would have gone Czech Republic, Russia.
Right.
You yeah. know what I mean? Poland. So the U.S. did not show up.
Fugly town.
Kimmy, does that hurt your feelings?
No.
You would agree with that?
Yeah. Like, where there are very few places, I think, in this country where you look around and it's just beautiful people everywhere.
Okay.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree.
Like,
with
I think, do a lot like, of if waddling. You see a beautiful person, they stand out most of the time.
I'm going to disagree with both of you there.
Okay.
It is ridiculous the U.S. is not there. Because, look, in my eyes, all women are beautiful, especially all you moms go. Out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a major American city, there are gorgeous women everywhere.
Yeah, but there's also the other ones.
I understand.
But do you only notice the beautiful people?
That might be.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're telling me, like, if I go to Colombia, that the women there are so beautiful.
Maybe the majority of people are better looking overall.
Okay, but then they wouldn't be. If they're all good looking, none of them would be good looking. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But to us, they would be, though.
Yeah, maybe. But if you're there, like, if you're not used to it every day.
But your brain gets used to certain things.
Okay, right? If you're there long enough.
Okay, like if you live in a community with unbelievable food,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, no food is good. You right. get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it becomes your new normal.
Exactly. Like if everybody's gorgeous, well, they just become normal looking people.
Is it also like if you picture an American woman, I can't pinpoint like what that would look like to other countries.
Like what the average American woman would look
yeah,
like
yeah,
to other
like
people?
You kind of have an idea of like what beauty and like those other places would look like. Mm-hmm. I don't know what other people see as like an American, a standard American woman.
Well, it's because America is a melting pot. And here's the thing. Yeah.
No, but they have
but
an image
of
their
head. I also like contributes to that.
Yeah. Look, I think that if you talk like out of country, and I'm talking on my ass here, mm-hmm. so take this for the grain of salt, it's going to be like the big boob, tall blonde.
Yeah,
right?
Like a Barbie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's just because that's what showed up in movies for years mm-hmm. and years.
Sure.
And years. I mean, the reason, Kimmy, I think
with
you.
The cowboy hat on.
Exactly. I think the reason you're making this argument is because you live here and you realize, like, very few women look alike because okay. everyone has different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm married to a woman that's German and Jamaican and she's
right.
an American.
Yeah.
But that would
work,
also.
Work, though. Oh, man, does it work?
But I guess that would also lead to a lot of disagreements on what's beautiful and what's not. Because
okay.
if that, you know, everybody has a different type or what they see as beautiful here, because there are so many, like you said, it's a melting pot of different cultures.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
As we look at this poll, right, yeah. Colombia being named the country with the most beautiful women on the planet, where would Rochester fall if we did a U.S. poll of the best looking women?
You ever walk around an airport? And you come to the terminal with the flights to like Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse. You know right away that you're in the right spot.
Okay, I expected.
Like, it looks way too. I'm not even talking just women. I'm just talking about people.
Yeah. I expected Tommy to have a take like this.
I'm serious. I know.
You're talking about yourself.
So. I understand. But like if you look across the way and you see like that flight going to Miami, it looks a little different
it
than
does.
The flights going to
upstate
New
happy.
York.
You're going back to Rochester in the middle of winter. You ain't happy, bro. You are looking down at the floor.
I'm talking solely attractive.
Okay. So I will say somebody else pointed this out to me. Rochester has a feature.
What's that?
Noses. There is a Rochester nose, and it's pretty big, and it sticks
well,
out.
You also
man.
Have a theory that everybody from Rochester walks pigeon-toed. Is
a
that
lot
it?
Of, a lot of people have a weird gait.
Nobody.
Yep.
No.
I was surprised how many people walk like a pigeon
that
around.
That is
here.
Not a thing.
It's like, you know what it's from? Walking through the snow.
That is not
so
a
you
thing.
Pigeon-toed, you got a big blower, you know. You're pale.
All women in Rochester are birds, is that what you're saying?
All people.
Describing.
I mean, we're pale.
Okay. Do you think Rochester has more good-looking women or men?
I'm going to say women just because.
There are no good-looking men.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, what, really? Because you get around pretty good.
I think women have the ability to make themselves more beautiful, whereas men, if you're not good looking, it's a lost cause.
Okay. Yeah. There is an easy way to figure this out. And it doesn't just apply to Rochester. It applies to every city in America. If there are more better looking women or better looking men.
What's that?
In Rochester, do you see more good looking women with ugly men? Or do you see more good looking men with ugly women in relationships? And I want you to take a second to think about it.
Right.
The people that you know when you walk around. Because the higher the ugly to good looking relationship ratio per gender.
What does that mean?
Like if there are more women that are good looking compared to that are with ugly guys.
There's
an influx in good looking women.
Okay.
If there's more good looking men with ugly women, there are more good looking men.
I just don't, I can't think of the last time I saw a good looking man. Can you?
I'm not gay.
I'm not saying that.
I'm so not gay,
listen,
guys.
Listen, man,
even think about it.
I say many open things.
I say many open things,
I do.
He says.
But, like, who? Give me the best-looking celebrity in this town.
In Rochester?
Yeah, well, TV, radio, businessman.
Who's that kid who's on 13 Wham? Young guy does the late-night news on Saturday. It's a handsome boy. Handsome boy right there.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, Dan Fates, he comes on with us. He's on 13. He's a handsome
kid. All right, so let's say if Dan Fates is, like, the ranking good-looking guy.
Okay, I'm not going to call him number one. I'm going to say he's a good-looking
guy. Well, how many guys you think in this town hit Fate's level?
No, but you are so decrepit and old, you don't hang around where there would be any good-looking guys. You walk around.
Well, where do you hang out for the good-looking guys there, bro?
Oh, look at you. All of a sudden, I see a lot of open guys. I'm wide
going
open.
Going down to the volleyball port there. Yeah,
volleyball court. Hey, Kimmy, can we reserve the volleyball port this weekend to play some volleyball?
Well, they played down by the
Let's
port.
Let's get on a ship and play some volleyball.
It's out on the sand.
At the volleyball port.
Go to the beach.
It's a gobligation.
I'll tell you what. Go to the beach here in town.
No,
or go to the lakes in the summer. And somebody how many good-looking young people you
There
say.
Are two things I think men in our area have going against them.
What?
And I might offend some people, but a lot of the men in Rochester are short. And that may be a turnoff to some women.
What do you think about? You got a lot of Italian guys.
Sure, yeah.
You got a lot of Ukrainian guys.
Are they short?
Yeah.
It's pretty
you
rare.
You just made that up.
Ukrainians are short.
You're basing that on the president of Ukraine.
Yes. But he's pretty short.
No, but he could just be a short Ukrainian.
If there's a tall guy at a bar, he stands out.
Okay.
But
what do you mean we got a lot of short guys? We got five guys from Rochester in the NBA right now.
Okay, I understand that,
but I'm talking about majority.
Okay. I think she's right.
No, you just want that.
You're getting a lot of Tommies.
You just want that to be true because you're
tiny. I'm telling you, as a tall woman, I notice these things.
Because think of the nationalities here that tend to be on the shorter side.
Okay, you named Italians.
Italians.
Yeah,
we have a fairly large Jewish community.
Okay,
tend to be on the shorter side.
What are you talking about? All those famous Jewish basketball players. I got none. But, I mean, I'm sure there are.
Is Havlicek Jewish?
I don't think so. Red Auerbach? Ah.
But he was short.
Only standing next to Bill Russell. Okay. You are going after.
So we're short?
I think that counts against you a little bit here.
We hook-nosed, pigeon-toed. Where are we going, man?
Okay.
You're describing a bunch of penguins walking around.
Yeah, we busted Penguin Town.
You're just destroying short kings and women of Rochester.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't mean you can't be good-looking. I'm just saying
it is literally the opposite of what we're talking about.
What?
I love how you try to save it at the end. Do you think there's attractive people here? No. Doesn't mean you can't be good-looking if you're not attractive.
Oh, no. I'm saying short. You could be good-looking and short. It's just I think a lot of women
look down on short
guys. May not find that as attractive.
Right.
I love it. You can... You can be good looking at short. I'm not interested.
I don't know why you're offended. You're not shorty.
No, I'm bothered by the fact that
it's a very shallow statement.
It helps tall guys.
It is a shallow statement.
Now you want to go after her because you.
Well, I've told her that before. That it's a very shallow statement that you knock a guy because he's short. There's nothing you can.
But
do
you
about
just
that.
Said that there aren't enough attractive women in Rochester.
Yeah, but for many reasons, not just short.
Not just short.
And I wouldn't put down a woman because she's short.
Yeah,
because
she's your height, man. You're looking for short. You need short. When Tommy slow dances with his wife, his hands go on her hips. I'm not making that up. A story with a lot of mystery.
Yeah.
That can go two very different ways.
What happened?
Well, Tommy, we all know guys who do things just to see if they can do them.
Yeah.
Right? Guys who will build wildly dangerous, attempt wildly dangerous things because they think they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand,
there
are people who do this who also have a plan.
Oh.
And if that's the case here... You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story went down in Penn Yan.
Yeah.
Just after 8 p.m. on Wednesday, several residents, along with the police, heard a loud explosion.
Oh, Jesus.
On East Elm Street. When they went to check it out,
mm-hmm.
authorities say they found ball bearings
ball bearings.
Along with several residents who said their homes were struck by debris. While there, police say they were approached by a 33-year-old man who told them the noise was a firecracker and they should leave.
Why did they have ball bearings and a firecracker?
I'm going to tell you why. There was no firecracker, okay. At least according to police. Authorities say after this man was detained, they also found two 12-gauge shotgun shells on him. On top of that, authorities say they found what appeared to be several pieces of a homemade explosive device.
So was this guy allegedly building a bomb?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
He was arrested.
Yeah.
And he has been charged with detonating a homemade explosive device. That's a bomb, right?
I'm going to call that a bomb.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Here's where this story.
What was his plan?
Well, that's just it. This is all we know. Everything I've given you.
Yeah, this is really scary.
Here's where the story takes a fork in the road. Because this could go one of two ways.
Mm.
This could be the story of a man who just did something really dumb.
Like, I'm going to get into making explosives as a hobby.
Well, he's a tinkerer.
Okay.
Hobbyist, like you said.
You start with bookshelf. But, yeah, okay.
Some people find these things interesting, right? We all know, Tommy, guys who decide to build wildly dangerous things.
Okay.
Right? We've seen stories of guys hurting themselves with homemade fireworks. That was a couple summers ago.
Right.
We know guys personally who made potato bazookas.
Yeah.
Or effed with engines to make them shoot flames out of the back of the car.
Well, it looks pretty cool.
Right? And if that's what this is, right. I mean, it's not smart.
Right.
But it's not scary.
Mm.
On the other hand,
yeah.
When you see a man with an alleged homemade explosive device.
With shrapnel.
Mm-hmm. With the way the world is today.
Yeah.
I mean.
The way the world's been the last 30 years.
Okay. I mean, your mind does go certain places.
Oh, yeah. Like, immediately, I'm going to, like, seven different things I've seen in the news.
Yep.
And if the allegations in this story are true.
Yeah.
And this man has some kind of plan. This story goes from weird guy in garage to something way more sinister.
Right, to international news.
How do you know which one it is? I know you think you know which one
it is. I mean, based on what you told me, I'm leaning that way.
But again, it's just base stuff.
I know. Well, no.
Adding other weapons into it, though, too.
Yeah, well, weapons and shrapnel. Well, no. That's not a firecracker.
Oh, hold on. To be fair, before we start getting 1,000 phone calls, a shotgun shell is not a weapon. It goes into a weapon.
Oh,
right. It's an
okay.
explosive, though.
Yeah.
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 I mean, so is a can of soda. You shake it up real hard.
Yeah. I don't think you could take out a federal building with a can of soda.
It depends on how many cases.
Well, you got to really shake it up for, like, days.
I mean, I want to. I know you want to go sinister.
Listen, I hope you're right.
I know. I'm not guessing. I'm simply pointing out this could go one of two ways.
I can.
You're right. When
but
I look
only
at,
one of two ways.
Yes. But when I look at the story, look, I tend to lean towards what you're saying, but I want it to be the other one.
I agree with you.
If the allegations are true, I want this to be just some stupid guy who's like, I want to see if I can make one of them.
Here's the thing. Thank God this happened.
Because?
Because you don't know what his plan was. Mm-hmm. At least you found out he was doing this. Like, you caught him based on what happened.
Okay.
It blew up.
Good
so
point.
It's not a bad thing that this thing blew up.
Okay, you're not wrong, and nobody got hurt.
Right. So, I mean, this is great all the way around, because either way, he's an idiot for making this damn thing.
I would agree with you. How about if you live in Penyan and your house got hit by that shrapnel?
Yeah.
How do you make that call to the home insurance company?
I don't know. How about you didn't know that this guy was doing this next door?
Yeah.
And you got kids, or you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you always let your mother-in-law leave the house first. Sadie, start the car.
Sadie?
I'm thinking of an old lady name.
You nailed it there. Could have went with Carol from the other day.
Well, Blanche.
All old lady.
Oh, Blanche blew up good.
Names.
Old Blanche got hit by some ball bearings.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 33-year-old man from Penyan who it sounds like. Okay, I'll read the charges so we're all on the same page here. He has been charged with detonating a homemade explosive device after police say a loud explosion happened on East Elm Street just after 8 p.m. I believe it was last Wednesday, excuse me. Police say they found ball bearings. They had notifications from neighbors that their house was hit with shrapnel.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, brother?
I think there's one little blurb, a telling part of this story that makes this guy seem a little bit more dangerous.
Okay.
And that is when the police showed up, he told them to leave.
Mm.
He's like, nah, there's nothing going on here. Why don't you guys leave? Why don't you go do something else? I mean, if you were doing whatever on your property and it was nothing nefarious, you'd be like, yeah, come on in. Take a look around. I was just shooting my shotgun. Nothing going on here.
Okay.
He told the officers to leave.
So you're erring on Tommy's side here.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. About 40 years ago, come back with me. My grandparents owned land down in Penyan. I'm sleeping down there, and then we go to this, like, house up on the hill, giant farm. And this guy who owned the farm, forget who he was, he had all kinds of explosives to remove, like, stumps. He had guns and knives and swords and axes. But I never once found this guy to be, like, off-putting, because it seemed like he was doing stuff on the farm. This is a guy on Elm Street in the middle of Penyan with houses surrounding him, telling the police to go away. Come on. Give me a break.
All right.
This guy's up to something.
Oh, he's up to something.
Oh, buddy boy.
Allegedly all the way.
Yes.
All the way through there. So, all right. Well, Jeremy, great to talk to you, buddy.
Adios, Dix.
There goes Jeremy. Okay, so we got two votes for nefarious. Although Adam, he writes us on Instagram.
What is he saying?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, a science teacher at my high school taught a few kids after school how to build an explosive device. One night, they went out and detonated it on a golf course.
Mm.
So, okay, so that's not nefarious. That's just fun. Yeah.
And that guy doesn't have a job anymore.
Siri, could you imagine that story today?
No.
Nope.
I do think we'd all be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, does the age, too, kind of make it a little bit more suspicious?
You're saying he was a 33-year-old man in the allegations?
Here. Yeah.
No, because
you still think that's an age where you're messing around
with
that?
No, I mean, the guys that build these things for bad reasons run the age spectrum.
I could see that being someone who had an issue with something going on. Right. I could see that being as a guy who was into popular mechanics with his grandpa when he was
young.
I mean, I don't think that reveals anything.
Yeah.
I do think, that being said, we'd all be very surprised what kind of dangerous stuff people have built that are hiding in garages and basements across the greater Rochester River.
Oh, okay.
And in places you'd never think they'd be. Because, like, for example, I'm sure no one in the town of Penyan ever thought their home would be hit by homemade bomb shrapnel.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets super complicated.
What is that?
All right. If you find out a neighbor is into this kind of stuff, or some kind of accident happens when they get, if they get charged, and they get charged, they still live next to you.
Yes.
Do you go and say something to them?
No. Why would you?
Because your life is directly at risk if it...
Stop building up things. Dangerous.
Look, if you don't say anything, in all seriousness, your life would be at risk, potentially.
Yeah, but
You could also be at risk going up there and saying something.
Well, yes, I don't know how much good you're going to do by saying something.
You're not going to change. If somebody's doing this in their house, as an adult, as a tax-paying citizen.
They already don't care about your safety.
You're not going to change their mind.
Okay.
They're not going to drop the bomb and go, Jesus, you're right. What am I doing here?
I'm
going to go back to being an alcoholic.
It would be something more along the lines of, listen, I don't want to do this, but I feel very uncomfortable, and if I were to call the police, I don't know what's going to happen.
The only way I would do this is my wife forced me to do it.
Which she absolutely would.
I know. And I would really dick around going up that drive.
I don't know how you couldn't say something if you found out your neighbor was building homemade explosive devices, fireworks.
Well, I mean,
fireworks.
Why wouldn't you just call the cops?
I guess you could, but
instead of confronting the guy.
Well, my argument would be, look, I want to give the guy a chance. Look, I'm not coming over here to be a dick. I know that you're into this kind of stuff. I just am worried. I don't want you to get arrested.
Okay.
That would be my thought. Because if I call the cops and he figures out that it was I that called the cops, now we got a situation.
All right. That's why I just don't even want to deal.
Because, like, here's the thing. Even, like, you know, these people, you get arrested for something like this, you can post bail.
Right? Oh,
And they're not, it's always so funny when people think about these crimes. Like, well, if I have them arrested, that's the end of that.
It's only the beginning.
Yes, they still live next to you.
Yeah.
Right? So it makes the situation more complicated. I mean, that story a few years ago, Kimmy, we had a guy that was building his own fireworks and blew up his garage.
Oh, yeah.
And if I remember correctly, there was damage to the homes around his garage.
Makes sense.
So if you're afraid to do something about it, you would just be sitting in your house all day long hoping to God he's having a good explosive day.
Yeah.
Right?
But you are kind of trapped in this no-win situation. I mean, like you said, you could say something about it, but what good does that do?
It won't go anywhere.
It may be unfair, and this may be the stupidest thing I've ever said to a microphone. It may be unfair to assume that people that are into building scientific stuff like this are unreasonable people.
Okay, they're not really scientists. They're just making big-ass firecrackers.
And you would think that a reasonable person, if something did go wrong and damage was caused, like, that alone should be the end of it, right?
Okay, yes.
Like, that alone should scare you enough to be like, whoops, I made a mistake.
Okay, maybe.
Won't do that anymore.
Maybe that is. I'm saying you find out about this before a mistake.
All right, so I walk up to the guy. Hey, Chuck, wow. That's a lot of gas cans you got there, huh, buddy? You think there's going to be a shortage soon, like a rush on some stuff? And boy, that's a lot of nails in that old bag you got there, buddy. Plan on doing a lot of fertilizing? Yeah, I don't want to have these conversations with Timothy McVeigh next door.
Okay, so you just sit there and wait for the house to explode and you die.
What else do I do?
And by the way,
I would call the cops.
Okay.
That would be my, if I was going to do anything, I would say, hey, man, you got to get that bomb robot out here and get his ass out of here.
I would make the argument, if you know what is going on, if you find out what is happening, it's less nefarious, right? Because every time you see these like guys that get arrested for putting bombs in places where they're trying to hurt people, nobody knows. It's in their basement. It's in their shed.
Seemed like a regular guy. He kept to himself.
And going back to what you said a second ago, you go, these guys aren't scientists. Hold on. The man who discovered the theory of relativity was a patent clerk that was doing science in his spare time.
Okay, but you ain't some garage Einstein because you went on the internet.
I'm not saying that they're eventually
packed
going
a coffee can full of gunpowder.
Okay, I'm just saying.
What?
Like, you know, science is science, whether it's a hobby. You are a scientist if you are participating in the scientific process. Okay.
No man my age needs to be an amateur scientist. Either you a scientist or you're a jerk. Who thinks he's smart, and you're going to lose something on your body.
As we talk about, again, this 33-year-old man in Penang who was arrested after police say he detonated a homemade explosive device, ball bearings hitting homes in Penang. No one was hurt, thank
God. Yeah.
Not to make people paranoid,
right.
But this could also be something that's been passed down from parent to kid. Because there were lots of government contracts in Rochester back in the day.
Yeah.
Engineers, chemists, science people. Right, yeah. That were interested in this stuff. Mm-hmm. Whose kids became interested in this stuff because that's what mom and dad did.
My grandpappy was a bummer, and my daddy was a bummer.
Well, yeah.
They don't build bums like my daddy did anymore.
Think about
he blew off the garage door.
Think about like Vietnam veterans that came home that were into this kind of stuff.
Don't want to have a conversation with that guy if he's building a bomb in his backyard.
And it's not like
hey, I saw that documentary on Netflix. No. It was good.
I mean, there was a time.
It was a time.
Thank you. Where cars on
Main Street. Time.
Cars on Main Street in Rochester were just blowing up.
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah. And there was another whole rash of bombings here when I first moved here.
Yeah, the more of this conversation's happening, the less fun it's becoming.
Yeah, I'm not talking to that guy.
All right.
Yep.
Well, in that case, let's move forward and never think about this
I didn't hear
ever
nothing.